You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
4WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. More confirmed measles cases are reported in northeastern Wisconsin. The State Department of Health Services announced Friday that five more people have contracted measles in Oconto County. The five new cases are connected to nine previous cases in Oconto County earlier this month. That brings the total number of cases to 14. Health officials say all of the measles infections have been linked to a single out-of-state exposure, and there has not yet been a public exposure. It's important kids start the new school year strong with good nutrition. UW Health Kids Pediatric Clinical Nutritionist Camilla Martin says breakfast remains the most important meal of the day, and studies show a good breakfast can lead to enhanced academic performance. Martin says oatmeal with nuts and frozen fruit, eggs with avocado and toast, and low-fat yogurt are all good breakfast ideas. Martin says 90% of all kids ages 4 to 18 don't meet recommendations for vegetable intake, while 75% don't meet guidelines for fruit intake. You can also find ways to involve kids in the meal-making process to encourage them to add fruits and vegetables in their meals. Scammers are sending messages claiming to be from online retailers offering refunds for defective products. Wisconsin Consumer Protection Administrator Michelle Reinen says you don't need to click a link to give your banking information to Amazon or other businesses because they probably already have it. If you think you have a legitimately recalled product or are unsure, log into your account with that retailer. Reinen reminds you to only log in to your account directly through a website and never use a link you get in a random message or email. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have risen 23.8 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.06 a gallon, according to Gas Buddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 16.8 cents per gallon higher than a month ago and stand 15.1 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. According to Gas Buddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.67 a gallon, while the most expensive was $3.59 a gallon, a difference of 92 cents per gallon. The national average price of gasoline has risen 3.4 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.12 a gallon. The national average is down 2.1 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 18.3 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to Gas Buddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said, quote, "The national average saw a modest increase over the last week after storms temporarily knocked the Midwest's largest refinery offline in Indiana, triggering sharp jumps in gas prices across Ohio, Wisconsin, and Michigan." He added, "There's been some late-week relief in wholesale prices now that the refinery is restarting. All of this is playing out while oil prices remain relatively stable in the low 60s. With no major hurricanes threatening the U.S. at the moment, the biggest wild card remains any shifts in Russia's war on Ukraine. For now, expect only moderate gas price fluctuations, with the potential for lower prices arriving later this fall." The acting U.S. Attorney for the Western District, Wisconsin, joins the U.S. Department of Justice and the Office on Violence Against Women in announcing grants provided to combat violent crimes against women and to develop and strengthen victim services in cases involving domestic violence, dating violence, sexual assault, and stalking. The Wisconsin Department of Justice received over $3 million for the STOP Services Training Officers, Prosecutors, Violence Against Women Formula Grant Program. The STOP Formula Grant Program encourages partnerships between law enforcement, prosecution courts, and victim services organizations to enhance victim safety and hold offenders accountable in cases of domestic violence, dating violence, sexual assault, and stalking. The goal of the grant program is to develop and strengthen law enforcement prosecution and court strategies to combat violent crimes against women and to develop and strengthen victim services, including community-based, culturally specific services, in cases involving domestic violence, dating violence, sexual assault, and stalking. The Wisconsin Department of Justice received nearly $955,000 for the Sexual Assault Services Formula Program. It was created by the Violence Against Women and Department of Justice Reauthorization Act of 2005. The SAS Formula Program directs grant dollars to states and territories to assist them in supporting rape crisis centers and nonprofit, non-governmental organizations that provide core services, direct intervention, and related assistance to victims of sexual assault, regardless of age. Funds provided through the SAS Formula Program are designed to supplement other funding sources directed at addressing sexual assault on the state and territorial levels. Dane County Parks is launching the Conservation Career Pathways Program, designed to provide teenagers and young adults with the skills, certifications, connections, and hands-on experience needed for economic mobility within the natural resource management field, as well as general labor trades like electrical, plumbing, and construction. Building on the success of the Youth Volunteers for Conservation program, which has attracted over 100 participants to date, this new Conservation Career Pathways was created based on feedback from participants on how to grow the program. In addition to gaining real-world experience, building their resume, and receiving references for future jobs, participants will receive trainings like Dane County Park Certified Land Steward, FISTA chainsaw safety, and prescribed fire, as well as a certificate of program completion. Despite an interest in being part of the climate change solution and the sudden surge in green jobs available, only 29% of young people indicate they feel prepared for a natural resources career. Dane County has a need for education and workforce training for learners from low-income backgrounds in conservation and sustainability, and there is a global need to develop the next generation of green job leaders. The Youth Conservation Coordinator is currently accepting applications. Learn more and apply at governmentjobs.com/career/county-of-dane/jobs/5049302. Mary Hill Drive is closed today through Wednesday from County Highway A to Sneath Drive. Muscadet American Legion Post 85, Burgers in the Park will be held Wednesday from 3:30 to 8. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
It's the Brewers and the D-backs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, game two tonight of the Brewers and Arizona Diamondbacks in Milwaukee. Last night, the Crew with a 7-5 win over Arizona. It was a close call. The Diamondbacks with a 5-run rally in the sixth. Still, Brewers pitcher Brandon Woodruff got the win.
It was a good night. I think way too many positives outweigh the outcome of the outing. Look, the main thing is we won the game, which is huge for us. But yeah, the sixth inning, that's just one of those innings you kind of chalk up to kind of being a baseball inning, and I haven't had one of those up until this point.
Woodruff now 5-1 for the season. NFL, the Packers reducing their roster from 90 to 53 players today. Yesterday, the team confirmed that they traded for Eagles offensive lineman Darian Kennard. The Badgers getting ready for their season opener in Madison. Center Jake Renfro expected to play after suffering a leg injury during training camp. Wisconsin hosts the Miami of Ohio Redhawks 8 o'clock Thursday night at Camp Randall Stadium. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. True Detective fans, are you ready for Nick Cage? According to Deadline, Season 5 is in development, and Nick Cage is in talks to headline the HBO's Emmy-winning crime series. Iza Lopez, writer of Season 4, is returning as a showrunner. True Detective Season 4 received high critic ratings, achieving a 92% certified fresh score on Rotten Tomatoes and 81 out of 100 on Metacritic. The show is expected to return sometime in 2027. Kieran Shipka is the latest to join the cast of the upcoming comedy Heads. Yes, that's the name. Dave Franco, O'Shea Jackson Jr., and Peter Dinklage are the first to join the cast. The script is a hilarious comedy about a road trip that develops into chaos and insanity. Macon Blair has joined to write and direct. Blair has worked on projects such as Logan Lucky, Rebel Ridge, and The Toxic Avenger. There is no official release date, just yet. After 1 month of the Coldplay concert Kiss Cam scandal, Chris Martin helps fan propose. The fan was seen on the Jumbotron holding a sign that read, "I want to propose," with an arrow pointing to his presumed girlfriend.
My brother, I need you to nod as I do some very basic security checks, okay? Is this person your partner? Yes, no one else's partner, okay? Okay. Are you cousins or siblings or anything weird like that? No. Okay. Are you AI or made from, are you real? Are you real people? Okay, okay. Then I think we can continue.
Martin then breaking into song that ended with the man dropping on one knee and proposing. The woman said yes, and the couple sealed the moment with a kiss. A new box office champ has been crowned. Netflix Sony Pictures K-pop Demon Hunter has surpassed last week's winner, Weapons, with an estimated $18 million two-day opening. Weapons stays in second with $15.6 million. Third goes to Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis's Freakier Friday with $9.2 million. And the fourth is Marvel Films' Fantastic Four First Steps with $5.9 million. So grab some popcorn and get to the theaters. If you're looking for a new movie to watch at home, here's a couple new films. Eenie Meenie follows Edie, a teenage getaway driver who is dragged back into her unsavory past when a former employee offers her an opportunity to save the life of her chronically unreliable ex-boyfriend. Another movie is The Map That Leads to You, which follows Heather, Madeline Klein, a young woman setting off on an adventure across Europe with her best friend before setting into her perfectly planned life, when she crosses paths with Jack, KJ Apa, a magnetic and mysterious stranger. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be another beautiful day today, mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid 70s this afternoon and just a light breeze. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the upper 40s to low 50s. Tomorrow, sunny and just a little warmer with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.